Blackstone Audio presents Drunken Angel by Alan Kaufman. This book is read by Keith Sarabica. It's very thrilling to see darkness again. Diane Arbus. Part 1. Book 1. Chapter 1. On a lamp stand by his bed, my father kept a small stack of True Men's Adventures and Stag. Magazines with illustrated feature stories bearing titles like Virgin Brides for Himmler's Nazi Torture Dungeons and Hitler's Secret Blood Cult or Death Orgy in the Rat Pits of the Gestapo. I couldn't tear my eyes away. The covers showed buxom, naked young women, Jewish, I presumed, in shredded slips, their panting and perspiring busts crisscrossed with luscious-looking whip welts, hung by wrists from ceilings, about to be boiled, others spread-eagled on torture tables, dripping red cherry cough drop colored blood as shirtless bald grinning sadists manned obscene instruments. Is this what my birth looked like? Had my mother, a French-born Jew, been a virgin torture bride for the pleasures of the medical Gestapo? And is that why she still constantly revisits doctors and goes to the hospital to have surgeries? To my libido, it was logical. To her, my hungers were disgraceful. "You're hungry? You don't know what hunger is," she told me, mopping her flushed face with her apron when I requested more bread. "I was too fat," she said. "Look at you. You should be ashamed. You have breasts like a woman. In the war I hid in basements and attics, starving, and all around me German soldiers with dogs. I was just a little older than you. Hungry? What do you know? Your waist is bigger than mine." But what about the Gestapo rat pits, I wondered, shutting my eyes, trying to imagine her hung over cauldrons, like the ones bubbling on the stove, or chained to a wall, naked and starving. A thin figure with voluptuous breath.